Blog Talk Radio.
So I want to go to the Word of God to talk about this particular phenomenon. And let me say that for a large part of my career, I did pastoral counseling, specifically for those who victims of childhood sexual abuse. And it's and also great. You may find my book, The Name of the Incubus. You can find my book down or at Amazon.com. So it is written for adults. Those persons, those folks who have been victimized or victims of childhood sexual abuse. I want to focus tonight on a very important aspect of spiritual abuse. And that is forgiveness. Please understand that the biblical documents are primary tool, not a secondary tool. They are a primary tool. It's spiritual counseling. Because it is within the pages of the scriptures, particularly the doctrines of the New Testament, the gospel documents, in which we learn so much. Also, the but in Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 25, we have this situation. And Peter brings this to Jesus. These are his words. This is verse 21 of Matthew 18. Then Peter came to him and said, 70 times 7. And then after Jesus said these words, he goes into, he teaches a parable about forgiveness. Verse 22, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, or about $10 million. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. The Lord was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, or about $20. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, which is really interesting in the Greek text, saying, pay me that thou owest. And so the Greek text has trachea. He took him by the trachea. Verse 29, and his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not. But went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told unto their lord all that was done. There were witnesses. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was angry or wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise, the words of Jesus now, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. It is imperative to allow these words to sink in. One may not go to the Gospels and read the words of Jesus as mere words. Jesus spoke the word of God. If you and I believe in the veracity of God, if you and I believe in the word as truth, if you and I believe that the word of God is alive and powerful, if you and I believe that Jesus is the Logos, that is, he is the reason, the intelligence, and then he is the speech of God. If we believe this, if we believe that he is the Anthropos, we must listen very deeply to the words of Jesus. And so we note carefully where Jesus teaches about forgiveness. So the servant was forgiven a debt of $10 million, and yet the same servant who was forgiven, and the word forgiven means to be sent off, to be sent off from. And so the debt was sent off from, of $10 million was sent off from this servant. He was separated from it. And yet, notice the heart of the same servant. When he went on and found a fellow servant that owed him $20. And the fellow servant said, notice the words. His fellow servant owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him Notice the difference. The Lord did not lay hands on him. The Lord was moved with compassion and forgave him. And he took his fellow servant by the throat. And he said to him, pay me that thou owest, for I want my $20. And his fellow servant fell down and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Notice verse 30. And he would not. And he would not. But went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Individuals who are who refuse to forgive, who will not let go of the trespass, or when someone has sinned against he or she. Notice, not only did this wicked servant cast the individual who owed him a debt in prison, but he was cast into the prison himself. And there have been numerous studies in which we know that those who do not forgive are miserable. And they have very valid reasons for not forgiving, giving the individual who has trespassed in a certain manner. But the Bible says you and I must forgive. Those who have forgiven are set free. Those who forgive are set free. They can go on with their lives. The ones who do not forgive are stuck in the prison with the individual. And when we carry on with unforgiveness, then this other individual controls our mind, our thoughts, our actions. We cannot move on. We are emotionally stuck. We are spiritually tied to that individual because we will not, verse 30, we will not let go. Let me say this morning that it is imperative to let go. It is imperative to forgive and be set free. You will see your blood pressure change. You will see your weight change. You will see a new light in your eyes, a spring in your step. Your voice will be different. Those around you will respond to you differently because you have decided to forgive. Take this to the Lord. Whatever it is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, 1 John 1, 9, our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Tell God about it. Take it to him. Now notice what happens. Verse 35, so likewise, my heavenly Father, do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. We must forgive. It is the will of God that you and I forgive. Study this passage carefully, commit it to memory, go before God and tell him what is on your heart so that you may be released, so that you can begin to enjoy. You know what it is to have a life that is filled with abundant joy from God. You must forgive. Read this passage carefully. If you have forgiveness, unforgiveness in your heart towards someone, release it today. Good morning. Well, good night. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.